The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Know Your Bible program. This program is brought to you each week by the David J. Lewis Evangelistic Association in conjunction with the Churches of Christ. Your speaker is David J. Lewis, the evangelist of the association.
I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way.
Said, go and preach the word to all the world. The Lord said, go and preach the word to all the world. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way.
Won't it be grand to hear him say, well done? Won't it be grand to hear him say, well done? If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, won't it be grand to hear him say,
good evening. This is John David Berlin for the Church of Christ welcoming you to the Know Your Bible program. We thank you for tuning our program in this week. The Churches of Christ in Morenci, Eloy, the Tonto Congregation in Phoenix, and the Church of Christ in Coquille, Oregon, take pleasure in bringing you another message from God's Holy Word. And now here is my grandpa, David J. Lewis.
Thank you, John David. Your grandmother and I are very proud of you. My friends, as lovers of God's Word, I know that you have your Bibles at hand. Let's open them together to the book of Revelation and chapter 1. I will read verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I draw your attention this evening to one phrase in this verse. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. The Lord's day was applied to Sunday, the first day of the week, as early as 91 AD. The church had set Sunday aside as belonging to God. Anything done by choice on that day was to be done to the honor and glory of God. The day was to be held in reverence to God, not just an hour or so on Sunday morning, but the entire day. The entire 24 hours. We have lost the reference for the Lord's Day. Even members of the Lord's Church are lax in attending worship services. They choose the work instead of worship. Their family reunions they feel more important than worshiping God. Their favorite sports team is playing, so they either attend the game or stay at home to watch the game on television. Maybe there is a community activity they just want the pleasure of participating in. There are those whom just want to have a quiet day at home. There are always chores to be done. Some are so worldly that they find worship boring. Where is the reverence? Where is the obedience? It is not in their hearts. It is not in their fidelity to Christ. It is blasphemous the way some members of the church treat the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day played a major role in the early church. The first day of the week was the day that Jesus rose from Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. This is so vital to the Holy Spirit that he had all four of the gospel writers to record the event. Let's read each of these from the Reformed tax collector. We read, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn upon the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, and fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Mark wrote, And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. The beloved physician wrote, Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed throughout. Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 8. From the disciple whom Jesus loved, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 8. Now in every one of these writings, they all four verify that it was the first day of the week. It was Sunday morning. It was the Lord's day that Jesus rose from the dead. It was a Sunday when the church was born. Luke writes, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. As we complete this chapter, we read in the King James Bible, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. On the day of Pentecost, the apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit. From 11 disciples of Jesus who fled in the Garden of Gethsemane a short time before the church was established, and 3,000 souls were saved, with Christ adding to their numbers daily. The day of Pentecost came the day after the seventh Sabbath, following Passover. The Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, which means that the day after the Sabbath would be the first day of the week. Since the seventh day of the week is Saturday, the first day of the week would be Sunday. It was the Lord's day that the church was established. It was on a Sunday that the first gospel sermon was preached. The scriptures say, "Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted and having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit, he both shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pierced through their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Acts chapter 2, verses 30 through 40. The Holy Spirit baptized the apostles, and the multitude was amazed and confused by these men speaking in languages understood by all 17 nationalities present. Peter stands and preaches the gospel to them. They heard, believed what they heard, expressed remorse, and were baptized. 3,000 gladly received the gospel and were baptized. What a glorious Sunday that was. The gospel is not changed. One still must hear Christ, Matthew 17 and verse 5. Believe in God the Father, John chapter 5 and verse 24. Believe in the sonship of Jesus, John chapter 8 and verse 24. Confess Christ before men, Luke chapter 12 and verse 8. And be baptized for salvation, Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. What a glorious Lord's Day that was. The church in the New Testament worshiped on Sunday. It is written, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. We're plainly told that it was the first day of the week. The Lord's Day is a day for worship to God. Every faithful Christian will gather with the saints when they assemble for worship. As the Hebrews author exhorts, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. When one fails to be in worship on Sunday, unless through no fault of his own, he is willfully sinning by disrespecting the Lord's day. We are not excused by streaming. There are elements in the public worship required by God that cannot be performed by media streaming. The church is to come together to take the Lord's Supper. There is no scripture authorizing the communion outside of the collective gathering of the brethren. We are to teach and edify each other in the worship. How can I accomplish this if I am absent from the gathering? Worship on the Lord's Day is to be an opportunity of those of like-minded faith to collectively praise our God. This is fellowship that cannot be done unless we are assembled together. Sunday is set aside for reverent service to God. It is the Lord's Day. It was upon the first day of the week that the churches collected for saints in need at other locations. Paul wrote, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. When upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me." 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. The church in Jerusalem was in dire straits because of famine. Members of the church were without some of the necessities of life. They could get no assistance from the government, and it is certain there would be no help coming from the Jewish hierarchy. The church bears the responsibility of seeing to the material needs of all saints. This best method was to collect it in one place so that one passing through on the way to Jerusalem could take the funds to Jerusalem without waiting while the church scrambled to provide an offering. The church assembled every Sunday, which provided an opportune time to collect the money so that it would be ready when the carrier came through. Notice this collection was not staying in Corinth. It was not to be used for the support of the Corinthian congregation to pay their obligations. It was for charitable needs. I am aware that it is tradition in the church carried over from false teachings to read two of the verses prior to taking up an offering on Sunday for congregation expenses. Such is a misuse of the passage. The teaching of this passage is that on Sunday, the congregation should take up an offering solely for benevolent purposes. This is a fundamental obligation of a Christian and is a showing of godly respect on the Lord's Day. It is being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. On Sinai, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. We read of the fourth. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates." Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 20. In the old covenant, God set aside a day for himself. He made it clear that the day belonged to him. There was to be no activity that was not directed to him for his glory. We read an incident of the seriousness that God regarded his day. "And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as the Lord commanded Moses." Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 through 36. If God was so serious during the old covenant, why do so many think that he would be lax in the new covenant? True, it is that retribution for disobeying and respecting God is not met with immediate and instant retribution, a day of reckoning will come. Paul wrote, "For the wages of sin is death," Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. In Athens he preached, "Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world," Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. It is best that we take to heart the words of our Lord, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," Luke chapter 4 and verse 12. Sunday is the Lord's day. Some may ask, why is one day so important? It is important because God declared it to be so through his inspired apostle. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. Under the Jewish age, God had chosen the seventh day. Under the Christian age, he selected the first day. Why the change? Prior, under the old law, one performed all of their worldly tasks and pleasures, then at the end of the week turned his thoughts to God. God came last. Under the Christian covenant, God has chosen a day which meant that one would begin his week thinking of God, then move on to the things of the world. We begin with God. God comes first before any worldly concern. Sunday is the Lord's day. There was a time in this nation when no sports teams played on Sunday. No public social gatherings were scheduled on Sunday. Stores kept their doors closed on Sunday. Everyone respected that the first day of the week was the Lord's Day. Not so today. Every Sunday, millions ignore God to attend sports events or watch them on the home television set. Schools and other organizations plan events for Sunday. Recently, both a store and a restaurant were sued for not being open on Sunday. Both the store and restaurant are national chains. Recently, there was a popular movie in which it was declared that the National Football League owns Sunday. The truth is, that statement is a lie. There may be organizations that usurp and abuse Sunday, but they will never own it. It is the Lord's Day. It belongs to our God. Render to God the things that are God's. It is the Lord's Day. To properly respect the Lord's Day, one must be a child of God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. And the times of this ignorance God overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. This is David Lewis for the Church of Christ, inviting you to visit us this week. In Phoenix, we're located at 1101 West Tonto Street. This is on the corner of 11th Avenue and Buckeye, and less than 5 minutes from the freeway. Our day begins at 9:15 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages. This is followed at 10:30 a.m. by a period in which we sing and pray to the glory of God. At 6 o'clock p.m., we gather for another period of worship to God. There are Churches of Christ in your area that are in partnership with this program. For those in the Morenci area, stop by and worship with the Morenci Church of Christ. If you live in the Eloy area, I recommend the Eloy Church of Christ. If you're in Cocoa, Oregon, visit the Church of Christ where you are a stranger only once. If you have a Bible question, or I may be of some service to you, please do not hesitate to call up on me at 480-209-6154. I'm at your beck and call anytime, day or night. If you would prefer, you may write to me at 2114 West Apache Trail, Suite 1, number 145 in Apache Junction, Arizona. Our zip code is 85120. If you would like a compact disc of this program or a CD of any other Bible subject, let your request be known, and I'll send you one at absolutely no cost to you. There'll be no later letter asking for anything. There'll be nobody showing up at your door. We'll just send you what you requested and wait for you to contact us again. Take these CDs. Listen to them. Study the scriptures cited. Share them with your friends. Discuss with your friends the things stated. And maybe we can all enjoy learning more of the Lord's Word. And if I haven't preached a subject on this radio that you would like to hear about, contact me. Let me know you'd like to hear some more study on a particular subject, and I'll be more than happy to prepare one for you and get it on the air at our earliest convenience. On October the 8th through the 12th, the Churches of Christ are conducting our annual Arizona Lectureship here in Phoenix. We have one theme for the entire week with over 50 speakers, each discussing a different aspect of that theme. All are invited, so come, bring your friends. You'll all be welcome to attend. It's an enjoyable time of edification. We preach the word. We discuss it. You have all kinds of preachers there to pick their brains and find out what they think on the subject. You'll be able to ask your questions. And there are those of us there that be more than willing to sit down and take whatever time it takes to answer those questions. Prepare for it now. Don't wait till October and there's many other things come up. Make your plans, and we will all enjoy having you. We sing, we pray, but most importantly, we open God's Word, and with love, try to relay to the audiences what His Word says about this subject. We don't do it meanly. We don't do it to embarrass anybody. You're welcome no matter where you come from. And we will be glad to help you with all your Bible needs, or even in some cases, others if need be. But until we meet again at the same time next week, this is David Lewis saying that it is my sincerest wish that the good Lord bless you and keep you from here till eternity. Good night.
Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.